Ballet Colonna is wrapping up its latest season with a new artistic director at the helm. The ballet company had been through a tough couple of years. It was cash-strapped and audience numbers were dwindling, but things have turned around. Ballet Colonna launched this season with CEO and artistic director Simone Orlando. And Orlando began her career as a dancer in Vancouver. She went on to dance with the National Ballet of Canada and Ballet BC for 13 years. And Simone Orlando joins us now in studio to talk about the season and about the ballet's closing show for this season. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
How did your first season go?
It's been an amazing year. I started last September. I stepped into the role as artistic director and CEO, and I've been running ever since. But there's been some amazing things that have happened this year. And the goal has really been for us to have more increased opportunities for our audiences and our public to engage with Ballet Colonna. So it's been a fantastic year, and the response so far has been really great.
You were handed a ballet company that had been through some hard times. What did you have to do to make sure that this was going to be a successful season?
Well, I think that it's really important that when there's change, that we really show that there has been a change happening. So one of the things that we started off the year with was an informal showing called Launch. And this was a performance at the Rotary Center of the Arts. And it was admission by donation. And we really just wanted people to get in there, see what we were doing, look at us, sort of how we work day to day, and look inside of our process and inside of the choreography that we create on a daily basis. And we just really wanted people to get to know us. And I think that really started the year off really quite well. People were really excited about sort of engaging with us on having that kind of free dialogue with the dancers on stage and whatnot. And then, you know, Nutcracker was a really big success this year. We do a co-production with the Canadian School of Ballet. And this year was a sort of a revamped version of the Nutcracker. And the houses were full and the audiences were standing ovations every night. So that was a great end of December. And then we've also had a visiting company come in from New York City Ballet this year. The performance was called the Ashley Bowder Project. Mm-hmm. And we were just 20 seats shy of selling out the Kelowna Community Theater for that. And again, standing ovation. People really loved what they saw. So now it's time for Ballet Kelowna to step forward and for us to show what it is that we've been working on all year. So,
have you rebuilt the numbers? I mean, do the audiences comparatively to the last few years, have we seen an increase?
Actually, yes. I'm really proud to report that we've had a 61% increase in our subscription sales. So right off the bat, we saw those numbers increasing. I think people were excited about the programming, excited about the fact that we were bringing in a visiting company, someone that was, you know, really well recognized internationally, New York City Ballet dancers. And I think that also with this upcoming show, the program is really all about presenting new work, and it's a celebration of our talent, not only in this country but in our company. So we're really excited about what we're going to be showing on Friday night.
Wow, yeah. We'll get to that as well. But one of the concerns we'd been hearing before you arrived was whether or not the ballet was financially viable. Have we seen a shift in that as well?
Yeah, I mean, what we're really working toward is to diversify our revenue streams. So we've been really sort of targeting specific grants. We've been working to engage with our donors, with our sponsors. We've seen an increase in those sponsorships as well as donations. We've seen our membership go up. So it's really about finding a balance. You know, you don't want to be dependent just on public money. You don't want to be dependent just on private sector. You want to find ways in which you can actually be bringing some revenue in the door other than ticket sales as well. Mm-hmm. So for example, with our choreographic and masterclass series that we have this year, you know, not only were we able to bring students in and young dancers in our community into our studio to engage with our dancers and learn from us, but it also helps, you know, bring in a little bit of revenue in the door. So it's really about having an entrepreneurial mindset at this point in time and working beyond and looking for opportunities beyond what how the company has functioned in the past.
And what's it been like for you to go from a dancer to a choreographer and now to an artistic director and CEO? I mean, that's pretty much the gamut. How is that for you?
You know, I love challenges, and I love dance. And I was really sad when my performing career actually ended. It ended with a very tragic injury. And I'd also been choreographing since, you know, 1996, 97. And when this injury happened, my actual choreographic career was threatened as well, because I wasn't sure if I was actually going to be able to be on my feet and working and being as active as I used to be. So I took the opportunity to go back to school and retrain. And so I went through a business management program. And I think that that's really helped to give me a lot of confidence to step into this leadership role, because this really is a job that's about managing people and money and stuff. And I think that business school really set me up well to step into this role.
You spent time in Vancouver and Toronto, and now in a smaller place like Kelowna. How does that work for you?
You know, I love being in Kelowna. I mean, I was in Vancouver for 18 years prior to coming here, and I really love change, and I like to embrace change. And so I'm really enjoying being in Kelowna, and I'm really looking forward to getting out this summer and spending some time enjoying the absolutely beautiful landscape and the wonderful things that the city has to offer.
So tell us about your closing show. It's called Forward, a mixed repertory program. I'm not saying that properly, I bet. What can people expect from that?
Sure. So the program, as I mentioned earlier, is really about introducing new work to our audience. So all of the repertoire is brand new. It has been created by Canadian choreographers. So the audience will see four company premieres followed by two world premieres. And the evening starts off with a segment I've named Lee Dances, and we'll be showing excerpts of pieces created for the Clifford E. Lee Choreography Award. And the Lee Award is Canada's most prestigious choreographic prize, and it was established in 1978 by the Banff Centre to encourage creations by emerging Canadian choreographers. So the three Lee Award winners that are featured are Sean Hounsell, Heather Myers, and myself. So the evening begins with the sort of tribute to these award winners of this very prestigious prize. And then we move into a piece by James Kadelka called Bird Music. And James Kadelka is one of Canada's most renowned choreographers, and we're absolutely thrilled that we have a piece coming into Ballet Kelowna's rep of his. James was resident choreographer for the National Ballet of Canada for many, many years, as well as the artistic director. And during his time there, he created iconic versions of Swan Lake, Cinderella, The Nutcracker. So it's a real honor that we were able to have him come to Kelowna and work with our dancers and set this piece on our company dancers. And then we finish the evening off with, you know, the world premieres. One of them is a new piece by myself called Lux, and it's set to the music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. It's a very bright, energetic piece that challenges the dancers to move quickly. It's all about speed. It's based in the vernacular of classical ballet, but I'm really kind of trying to push what they're doing with their bodies using ballet as a base. And then the evening closes with Blue, which is a new piece by Sean Hounsell set to the music of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. And this is, again, a highly physical piece that goes between duos to solos to group dances. And I think it's a really interesting juxtaposition between the contemporary movement that Sean has created and this music that people are fairly familiar with. And I think it reveals the music in a whole new kind of a light.
Okay. Simone, it sounds like a wonderful evening. Thank you very much for sharing this with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Simone Orlando is the CEO and Artistic Director of Ballet Kelowna. This season wraps up with the closing show in Kelowna on April 24th at the Kelowna Community Theatre.